there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling your radio with water. Don't worry, we're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're going to start a new life under the sea.
So, am I going to drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome to Hour 2 of the world's first radio show devoted to diving. Greg the Dive Master. Coming up this hour, we're going to talk about a movie and a real-life story. Actually, I guess it was based on a real-life story. This movie called The Reef, which is basically like Open Water Part 4, 5.
Right.
Have you seen this, Bill?
No.
All right, well, we'll talk about it. It was, we'll save it for later. But we're going to discuss that and some other rescue stories and what you can do to avoid that. But first, you know, last week I was in Chicago at Our World Underwater, and we gave away our first spots on the Scuba Radio Scuba Cruise with Divers Alert Network October 6th in the Turks and Caicos with Explorer Ventures hosting that fine event.
You know, I love when we go out and we... We demonstrate to the diving community that there is a show out there that is available and that we are worldwide. We're international. We're available on the internet and all the terrestrial radio stations that we're on. And I think that's fantastic. But here's what I think is the real, it's the sucky part. And I apologize saying this knowing that we have the winner on the phone line. Yeah. But the people that win the prizes at things like Our World Underwater, well, they're not our listeners. They're people that walked past our booth and said, hey, maybe I can get these guys to foot the bill for a trip for me to go on a liveaboard dive trip. So time after time after time, we get to see schmuck after schmuck after schmuck who wins these prizes at these dive shows, and it's never anyone worthy, and I'm sick and tired of it. Let me say one more time, I'm tired of it. I think it's terrible. Terrible, terrible, terrible.
Well, I don't agree. I don't blame them. I would be the same way.
You go to the dive shows.
Spaces on a liveaboard trip in the Turks and Caicos.
Sure, you sign up. You take advantage of
the
Scuba Radio.
Of strangers.
Yes, you take advantage of Explorer Ventures and the fact that they're giving away these spaces. Yeah, you take advantage. And yes, I know. Okay, so we get two extra listeners out of the deal because the person that wins and the girl he meets in the mall the weekend before the trip, those two people listen to Scuba Radio for a week. Ta-da! It's terrible. Terrible, 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 and I'm tired of it.
Hmm. Well, it's good.
I hope this isn't going to be too embarrassing when we talk with the winner.
I doubt it. No, Dennis was his name. Let's go ahead and pull him up there, Bill. He is from Lake Minnetonka.
In Minnesota. We have a friend up in Minnesota.
And just for the record.
By coincidence, our friend from Minnesota's name, from Lake Minnetonka, Dennis.
Yeah. And lo and behold, we out of thousands of entries on Sunday when we drew the name.
It happens to have the same name as one of the listeners to our program. What a coincidence.
A clone or something. People would think, oh, it must be rigged. But I didn't even draw the name. Dan Orr from Dives Alert Network drew
it. And he is above reproach.
He is. And he didn't know. He doesn't know Dennis. But we pulled the name out. I said, oh, my God. I know this guy.
This is our Dennis from Lake Minnetonka? Dennis, the man who sent me toys?
And he's on Scuba Radio now. He was our big wiener in Chicago. Dennis, how you doing, buddy?
I'm doing great. Hi, Bill. Yes, it is me from Minnesota.
Yeah.
Well, so, son of a gun. Well, that's fantastic.
Well, what was even better was that Dennis and his family came out on the show on Saturday for the broadcast. They were all decked out in Scuba Radio t-shirts. They were walking around. They were probably our second wave of marketing outside the Scuba Radio Mermaids. They got more attention than the, well, not more, but...
they got some attention.
Yes, because they were all wearing matching Scuba Radio t-shirts, and I appreciated the support, and we spoke a little bit, and he entered to win. He wasn't there on Sunday. He had to leave, but sure enough, we drew his name, and you won two spots on this liveaboard. And Dennis, congratulations first off, but let's talk about this, because you have never been on a liveaboard trip yet, right?
No, that's correct. I've never had the chance.
Now, CJ is with us right now, and this happens to be the same trip that CJ did, what, 3 years ago?
08, January 08.
Okay, so I'm going to say three years ago.
Awesome. You are going to freak out and love it. Still, I've been to not as many places as Greg all over the globe, but I've been to some good places. Turks and Caicos ranks right at the top.
That week of diving,
I saw the coolest critters.
Yep.
I had the most fun. It was amazing.
The boat is beautiful.
Freaking love it.
Yeah.
And the boat's incredible.
And how can you express to Dennis and anyone else listening, CJ, as far as it being your first liveaboard experience?
Just the fact that I can't wait to do another one.
Yeah.
Didn't a dolphin come up to you?
Yeah, we had a wild dolphin encounter.
We had dolphins.
Mugged him. He doesn't want us to talk
about
that.
Abby took a picture of it, and I have that picture framed in my house.
Yeah.
She happened to turn around and capture that.
That's actually the only time I've been diving and had a wild dolphin swim.
We also had an awesome shark encounter.
Yeah.
There was spotted eagle rays, turtles, anything. Anything you could think of, we saw.
So what has kept you from doing a liveaboard trip in the past, Dennis? Finances or what?
Yes. Yeah, it's too damn cold on Lake Minnetonka.
Yeah, what's
that? Always the time and money. When you have the time, you don't have the money. And then with two small kids, and now they're finally growing up. My oldest is 13 and a certified diver, so looks like he's coming with on the trip.
Oh, no.
What?
What's wrong? I'm sorry. That's not going to be possible.
Are you claiming his second spot?
You know, 13-year-old, I don't know if you're familiar with the international transport laws. It applies to the Turks and Caicos. If he was 14, it would have been okay. So what are you going to do with that other seat?
Well, let's see. Bill, are you available?
I could do something with my schedule.
Maybe you could be my backup if Austin's not able to attend.
Well, I would feel badly if he couldn't.
Oh, Bill, I think you're going to be working on the studio here that week.
Yeah, probably.
Damn,
you got a lot that needs to be done.
You have to wear pants.
You have to wear pants.
That sucks, man. Sorry.
Oh, well, I guess it's not going to happen anyway. All right. Well, good luck for Austin.
Now, wait a minute.
Tell him to grow a mustache so he looks older.
For the record, Dennis, in the Turks and Caicos, you do not have to wear pants on this liveaboard.
For the record, I think I will.
It's you wear bathing trunks. Literally, you know what's neat about a liveaboard like this? That time of year, it's going to be nice and warm. At the end of summer, the summer season, you'll be able to dive and literally get on the board, kick off your shoes, put them in a bucket. You won't see them for an entire week, and you can walk around in your bathing trunks pretty much all week. And wear a shirt. But other than that, you're free to wear. Just hang out.
Just so you know, Dennis, so you don't overpack, this is literally what you need to bring for a liveaboard trip. 3 swim trunks.
Yep.
8 t-shirts. 1 sweater in case it's windy. You're done.
Wait, 8 t-shirts? Why do you need 8 t-shirts?
Well, actually, I suppose he won't need to bring 8 t-shirts. I brought 8 t-shirts because I didn't want to keep wearing the same t-shirt. I know they all look the same because they all say Scuba Radio on the front
exactly.
And have mermaids on the back. They all look the same, but I bring 8.
Okay.
I'm gone for 8 days. I'm gone for 8 days. And I wear clothes to travel in, and I take them off, and I don't see them again until I put them on to go home.
Yeah. Okay.
And sunglasses. One pair of underwear.
Sunglasses, yeah. We'll actually bring
a hat.
Some sunblock. We'll probably bring, we may bring some Scuba Radio t-shirts.
It's happened before.
So, you
know. I never get any of those, but I've got 8, so I'm good.
So come naked, go home clothed.
I still have my Dan shirt from that trip.
Really? You still have your Dan
shirt? That was a quality
shirt.
Yep.
Yeah, well, we'll probably have some of those. We'll have a few little extra goodies.
I don't know what you're trying to say there. Greg has his entire wardrobe from 1978. It's not a big deal. You saved a T-shirt for 3 years.
I'm just saying it held up because I wear it a lot.
By the way, for the record.
And non-divers are like, whoa, who's Dan? And then I punch them.
Yes, as you should. And for the record, all my shirts are new. I recycle them like once every 2 or 3 days. I wear the same shirt every day on a liveaboard. It'll be a Scuba Radio T-shirt, but I'll pack three of them, and I'm on like a 3-day rotation. They don't get too right. And then I leave them for the crew after I leave. Wash these. They'll be good as new.
No? If you were going camping, it would be good. Because then the bear would be attractive.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
For over 20 years, Explore Ventures has been taking people just like you aboard their liveaboard dive vessels. You start as a guest and leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explore Ventures, and just maybe why Explore Ventures is one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. Of course, they offer spectacular diving in the Bahamas, Turks and Caicos, and Galapagos. All the details are right there at ExploreVentures.com, but it's the people and the friendships one makes on these adventures that really sets Explore Ventures apart from the rest. That's why we've made Explore Ventures the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. Matter of fact, we'll be on several trips throughout the year, and we'd love for you to join us on any of these great diving adventures. However, the bottom line is, Explore Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. Call them and see for yourself at 1-800-322-3577 or visit ExploreVentures.com. That's ExploreVentures.com.
You suck. You have to survive when you're scuba diving 30 feet underwater. The next time you dive, suck air through Oceanic's new Delta 4 regulator with dry valve technology. DVT eliminates moisture, corrosion, and hose deterioration. The Delta 4 also features an FDX10 balanced diaphragm for years of hassle-free diving. So admit it, you suck. And you should be sucking on a Delta 4 by Oceanic.
She is home to the oldest protected rainforest in the Western Hemisphere, the largest brain coral in the world, and she's considered the true jewel of the Caribbean Sea. Her sparkle will live in your memory long after you have left her shores. Tobago is her name, and she is now calling for you. Pristine coral reefs teeming with rich marine life are just the beginning. Find out why this is so in Tobago by going to visittobago.gov.tt. That's visittobago.gov.tt.
Live from New York, it's Saturday Night!
Hi, it's Daryl Hammond from Saturday Night Live, and you're listening to Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Are you sure this is legal?
I don't know. It's fun, though, isn't it?
Here's my close personal friend and mentor and the guy that I just owe just about everything I have to. Ladies and gentlemen, it's Greg the Dive Master Holt.
Boy, you might be legally retarded.
Okay. Me and Daryl don't talk much anymore. But is that a surprise? Probably not. By the way, last week in Chicago, when we're at Our World Underwater, giving away that liveaboard trip, you know, a lot of people came up and said hi. It's very humbling. Thank you so much. The support from the Midwest diving community has just been phenomenal. That's why we keep going back and torturing ourselves with the weather that you guys have to suffer through during these winter months. But God bless you for your support. We do appreciate it. It never fails to amaze me, though, what people come up and throw at us as far as what they like about the show. Like, oh, I love what you guys do. The mermaids are awesome. You know, no, it's none of that. Well, okay, maybe a little bit. I swear, for the last 4 years in a row in Chicago, at least one or two people have come up to me and said, hey, man, where's Goober Radio Drunken Santa? And, you know,
they say it like that?
Yeah, they do. Just like Drunken Santa does.
It does not surprise me, then.
And, of course, we haven't seen him since the holidays. But Jimmy the Bubble
since
Boy.
Since we moved.
You promised.
We did, moved.
Now, you
to
said
avoid him.
That you had walked in through the back door of the new broadcast facility. And was he out there?
I didn't see him, but I certainly smelled him.
You smelled him, huh?
Yeah.
Do you think he's out there for real?
Yeah. You want me to go check?
Hey.
Oh, here he is.
Oh, no.
Hey.
Hey. I thought you left the door. You left the door open.
You'll never find a love like mine.
Okay.
Someone loves you.
It's okay. Drunken Santa, what are you doing here?
The way I do.
Yeah, you're popular in Chicago, by the way.
Hey, happy Valentine's Day to all my Chicago friends.
Wait a minute. It's not Valentine's Day.
It's almost.
That was like 2 weeks ago.
It's seasonal work, Greg. You're a professional. You can understand that.
Okay. So you're doing a Valentine's Day
thing?
You got to
roll with it, baby.
All right.
Roll with it.
So you're Scuba Radio Drunken Cupid now? Is that what the red getup is?
It
explains the diaper, I guess.
I may be celebrating.
Nothing explains that diaper.
Oh, boy. Ow! What?
Yeah!
What did he stab?
Watch out, Greg.
He just stabbed us.
He's now armed. You're in love. How's that feel?
That wasn't a bow and arrow. That was like a dull butter knife. You just stabbed, or was that a? That was a fork, man.
I don't have a bow and arrow. The budget not being what it once was for props.
I'm bleeding.
It's a sport.
I went to the salad bar, and that would not hurt you, but you are indoctrinated into the book of love.
Okay.
Oh boy.
So
tell Mrs. Dive Master, look out!
Yeah,
it's on.
You just injected me with a dose of love.
That's right.
Or hepatitis
and if you
C.
Experience
is
love
what I'm guessing. What I got
for more than 4 hours. Call your doctor.
Okay. All right. Scuba Radio, Drunken Cupid
cannot be safe.
You're done.
If you feel
this.
Faint, dizzy, experience a head rush, or you feel like you're ask your doctor if you're not healthy enough for love.
All right. Okay. What
is you're at the age of making things happen. Okay. You're at the age getting things done.
Do we have a spare bottle of Scuba Radio wine left over from the holidays that we can give him?
That would be so generous.
All right, here's your love. Take it.
Thank you. And I love everybody.
Okay.
Happy Valentine's Day to all in Scuba Land.
Okay. Scuba Radio Drunken Cupid.
Don't forget to tip your boat captains.
All right, that wine's getting stale. Get that
and don't forget to return your weight.
Wow. Okay.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Get
God
out.
God bless you. I love you
Leave.
All.
I love you all.
Okay.
I'll see you very soon.
Okay.
When it's Easter.
Easter. Oh, jeez.
Oh, wait, scant 38 days from now. Damn it.
Is he skipping?
Very soon.
He's skipping St. Patrick's Day.
Yeah, not much of a drinker.
Wow.
How come CJ doesn't stick around when he shows up? Did CJ let him in?
No, CJ has a good sense of smell.
Jimmy went out the back and left the door open. CJ had went out the front. He rode his bike to the studio, but he just missed this. Bizarre. Wow. So Scuba Radio Drunken Santa evidently is working all the holidays now. He's got to do what he's got to do to afford that booze bill of his.
Oh, look, there he goes, Greg, staggering out the back door.
Claims he's not much of a drinker.
Does anybody get a Band-Aid? I'm bleeding here, literally. This is bad.
You should probably swing by Centricare on the way home.
This is not good. I need some antibiotics. All right, well, there you go. All we can say is we're sorry. And we'll just leave it at that. All right, so I'm watching some TV after I get back from Chicago. And after getting fired up from watching Nancy Grace call her octopus a spider, at least she called it an animal.
And she called it an animal with eight legs.
Well, good point. I guess I didn't think about that. But yeah, she called it a spider, which was like, you're an idiot! But then I was flipping around. Then I found another show to yell at.
Fantastic.
Right. And this one...
I'm hoping it was one of those contest shows you like so much.
No. This was, one of the movie channels. I'm flipping around, and I find this movie called The Reef.
Oh.
Have you heard of this?
No.
Reefer Madness?
It's...
Reefer Madness. I've heard of Reefer Madness.
It's an Australian movie. All the characters were Australian. And I assume it was made in Australia. But it's supposedly based on a story... Of three divers or two couples that get off a dive boat, and a great white starts stalking them and eats three of them. or takes three of them out.
Crikey.
So it's not a dive movie. It's a shark movie.
Well, it's a shark movie, but they're diving, and they have dive gear on. It kind of looked like open water after they get separated from the boat,
sure,
and that which is where I started picking up and watching it.
The Blair Shark?
Maybe. But it was like... you know, if it's hard to believe, I can't believe I'm going to say this out loud, but it was actually a better version of Open Water.
Oh, wow.
But it was still lame as could possibly be, because it was like the Great White is stalking them.
Okay, this is not a diving movie. I'm gonna go out.
They are scuba divers.
Scuba divers, and they are on a dive trip, but they end up in the water because their boat capsizes.
Right. So it's like an open water thing.
Open water? The story was that they got abandoned on the reef by their dive boat.
Well, right, but they were in Australia, and that happened in Australia, too.
No, actually, this film is set in Indonesia.
No, it's not. They're Australian. The characters are Australia.
Yes, but it's a group of friends who capsized while sailing in Indonesia.
So they were lost.
Well, no, they were from Australia sailing to Indonesia.
They're Australian.
All right, well, it sucked anyway. So, but we'll talk about, you know, why I brought this up next. Stay close.
Scuba Radio.
Scuba.
Scuba Radio.
Radio show devoted to diving. Okay, so the reason I bring up these movies, this reef movie, you know, I don't want to really promote it. I don't. It's crap. It's garbage. It has no basis in reality, even though
it
says it's based on a real life story.
Yes.
I mean, you know, there's scenes in the movie where they obviously don't have a clue. The editing's awful as far as, like, you know, they're swimming along at the surface. The guy has his mask up on his forehead, and then they show him from an underwater shot. He's wearing his mask. Just goofy things that they should have been caught in their post-production. So it was kind of a lame movie overall. But the thing is, this type of scenario, the technology is evolving where it should never happen, where you get lost at sea. Even if your boat were to overturn, you know, there's this new thing from the Lifeline. All that, you know, there's some boating products coming out that you can attach to your BC or a life vest that will give you your own personalized EPIRB, your own personalized location device.
The story, however, is based off of the story of Ray Boundy, who was the sole survivor of a similar incident in 1983. So
right.
At that point in time, all that technology wasn't there.
Well, yeah, but in the movie, it was a woman who was the last known last survivor.
Right. I'm sure that's sexier than this dude.
Not really. They both were kind of kind of lame, actually. Mm. Wasn't much going on in that regard.
Yeah.
But
it didn't start with a sex scene on a boat?
Yeah, well, I didn't see the beginning. So maybe it did. I just saw the part after they were in the water. But which it just looked like, oh, it's open water 4 or 5 or God knows what. But the thing is, this new technology, the personalized EPIRB, personalized location, you know, this thing called the Lifeline, the Nautilus Lifeline, that has just come out for the dive industry, is like a underwater portable VHF radio and emergency locator device. Look it up, Nautilus Lifeline, and this might end up being standard equipment for divers in the next few years. So hopefully all this nonsense, all this bad publicity, these type of movie sensationalism will cease to exist and be better for divers as a whole. More coming up.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
Scuba Radio. Scuba Radio.
Your surface interval is complete. You're now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
This is Dr. Samuel H. Gruber, the Shark Doc. You are listening to Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving and to political intrigue.
Everybody, lay low and feel my need for be nothing new.
And welcome back to the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
I recall that's what I keep.
Sonny Gruber still doing his thing with the Lemon Sharks, I believe.
Everybody,
I was talking to my buddy Lawrence out in Chicago, who, yeah, he's known as the Shark Man. Goes out there to Guadalupe and hangs out with the sharks. He's created this new shark cage that moves. It's like an underwater scooter cage for great white sharks. It's going to be featured on Shark Week, I believe, this summer. But it's pretty high tech, and he's swimming around with the great whites and basically acting like a shark, which is it's kind of crazy. But he's a little nutty, and that's good.
I mean, he's not acting like a shark.
No, but he can swim along. You know, it's basically a movable shark cage, so he can swim along with the great whites as opposed to being stationary.
It's horizontal in the water instead of vertical in the water, like you think of a shark cage.
It's a two-man cage. So there's somebody, he's like, he'll be the steerer, and there'll be somebody back behind him shooting video. Kind of like he explained it like a B-52 bomber. So there's a guy, you know, in the pod shooting video or shooting the sharks, and then there's a steerer, there's a pilot. So it's set up like a plane.
So either it's a tail gunner.
Yeah, tail gunner. There you go.
Or he's a videographer.
He's like R2-D2 in the back of the Starship Trooper thing. Yeah. There you go. So cool stuff. Look for that on Shark Week for the Discovery
Channel. No
R2,
and the same to your mother.
All right, so you have some shark
Well, yes. I mean, you're saying this piece of equipment from your friend out there in Guadalupe.
Yeah.
Will be in Shark Week. I think this story may make its way to Shark Week this year as well. Real-life story from South Africa. A boat is anchored about 2 miles out to sea, and its crew is fishing. And they're fishing for a fish called smooth hound sharks. The problem with smooth hound sharks when you go fishing for them is that you might catch what fishes for them in the water, and that's great white sharks. So they just pulled one of these smooth hounds up onto the boat, when a great white stuck its head out of the water and took hold of the side of the boat. The shark bit down.
Yeah.
Here's where the real problem comes in. It was a rigid inflatable. So when the shark takes a bite, he's disinflating your boat.
Pop goes the vessel, huh?
Kind of like
yes,
a burrito
nicely
at that
done.
Point.
Yeah, so These two guys, they were carrying 5 passengers and the 2 owners, and they managed to get back all right. Things worked out. I mean, those rigid inflatables still float without the inflatable part. It's just a little closer to the water.
It's more of a raft.
Yeah, it's yeah.
No safer place to be.
Yeah,
yeah, out in the waters off of South Africa. But that just happened this past week.
Well, lesson learned for those guys. Next time, take a real boat.
Yeah. Or maybe if you're fishing for these smooth hounds,
yeah,
for sure a real boat.
Interesting. Yeah, yeah. Well, you know, I don't know. I haven't done the great white stuff in a while. And Lawrence was telling me, you know, the shark man. He's like
Lawrence Grow.
Yeah, he wants to do another big Scuba Radio mermaid outing there out there in Guadalupe.
Yeah. And how'd that go last time?
It went well. It went well.
There was no drama, nothing like that.
None.
Oh, no.
No drama. Oh, well, wait a minute. That's right. I blocked
that out. I'm trying to remember who the mermaids were then. I suspect there was drama.
Yeah, there was.
I think one of them is still in a jail in Tijuana.
But we conducted an experiment to just see, you know, what would happen when you put Scuba Radio mermaids in a shark cage with great whites.
Yeah.
And we had 6 circling. We threw them in the tank.
Mermaids circling, one shark in the tank.
No, other way around.
Oh.
But that might be a good experiment for the next time. But what we did, we threw the mermaids in the cage when 6 great whites were circling around them. And in Guadalupe, Mexico, and they instantly took off.
Interesting.
So mermaids are indeed, they are repellent. The king of the sea. None of this lion crap that you hear that the sharks rule.
Yeah, sea lions,
And
lionfish,
You know, when I was in the Dominican Republic, we were talking about this with some of the whale guys. And you know who is the real king of the sea. You know this.
The real king of the sea, I will say, Kraken.
What is the apex predator of the ocean?
Charlie the tuna.
The apex predator, sperm whale.
Sperm whale would be a very poor guess.
Damn it.
No, it'd be killer whales.
Well, orca was another chance, but I didn't think they were quite as widespread as sperm, so I went with the sperm.
I thought krill.
No, I think that's the opposite. No.
That's the other end of the spectrum there. But
yeah.
No, killer whales. They can take out the great whites.
Well, I suppose I could, couldn't I?
Yeah, there's video of killer whales literally playing with great whites.
But not technically whales.
Tearing them apart.
Really, well, dolphins.
Okay, you say so. But they're big.
They're just
they are big.
Big
yeah.
animal.
Yes.
But yeah, it's kind of interesting when you look at it. But there's more and more proof or scientific data out there to show that killer whales are indeed the apex predator of the oceans. They can pretty much take, they have nothing. They can take
having
them out.
Said that,
yeah.
What are the chances that we will see killer whaleopus in 3D in theaters this summer? Killer whaleopus.
Orca. Yeah.
I would not be surprised to see a killer whale jump out of the water and take down a 737 in flight. Like I was surprised by Sharkapus.
Sharkapus, yeah. Speaking of other world-class movie releases this year.
Oh, yeah. Sharks on a plane.
But, I don't know. I mean,
what the hell is wrong with you?
You know, it is interesting, though, that these killer whales are considered to be the apex predator and have no, you know, they don't have to fear anything except
that's
us,
what apex predator means.
Well, yeah, but I mean, would you have thought they would be the king of the sea? Until, because you picked something else before. Were you serious about the sperm whale?
Well, sperm whale is a much larger mammal. I mean, it's dramatically bigger. Although, the thing is, they don't eat a lot of different things. They eat the big squids.
Yeah.
They go down deep and eat the big squids. That's what the primary part of their diet is, whereas the orca feed on mammals.
Mm-hmm.
And fish. And there's really two different... Do you really want to go into this? There's really two different types of orca. There's resident orca, and there's transient orca. Resident orca will live in a place, and they'll have a reasonably large range. They tend to eat fish. They tend to just eat fish.
Right.
And they live in places where there's lots of fish.
Right.
Then the transient pods are groups of orca which go from place to place, and they will eat anything. They'll eat sharks. They'll eat fish. They'll eat mammals.
On the corner,
they'll eat seals.
Boxes.
Yeah, busking. They'll do anything for a couple of bucks.
I can tell you when I was with Greg,
live under bridges.
I was shoved underwater by a manatee, and it had a barnacle. I got a scrape on my elbow. It got septic.
Is he hearing this conversation, or is he talking about something that was mentioned in passing by Drunken Santa? Does he still have a contact
manatees
high?
Are much more dangerous than a whale.
You know, I think he got forked by a drunken Cupid. There. I think stabbed him with a fork there.
Could have had a spork, I think that was.
Yeah. But I don't know. I kind of wonder if, you know, I'm done with the shark thing, but maybe I need to look at doing a dive with the orcas. I did that by accident in Guadalupe, but you can go up
that's
to places
cool.
in... And like British Columbia, and there's
well, didn't you encounter orca when you were in the Galapagos?
Galapagos, I meant.
Right.
I said
okay.
Guadalupe.
Yeah. Right. I thought maybe you did both, but yeah. And
but that was a very rare
right.
situation. I just happened to be right place, right time. But there are places you can go up in British Columbia, I believe.
Yeah.
They
do that.
Yeah. I don't know if they get in the water.
I can't
stay
imagine
on the boat or
you
what.
Get in the water. I just can't imagine it.
Well. Why not?
They'll eat you.
Who says?
They eat their trainers at SeaWorld.
Yeah, that's true.
They don't eat them. They just play them. They
use
them
as play.
Well, okay.
Play toys.
Okay, so maybe they just play with you. Yeah, is that what you want?
Well, no more than.
Do you remember how big of a deal they made about it when you got into the water with the dolphins?
Oh yeah, yeah.
Okay, now imagine a dolphin that is three times as big.
Well, yeah. Yeah, I mean it's weird at Disney World there at Epcot.
Right.
You can scuba dive in the tank at Epcot. With the sharks and all of the turtles and all that stuff.
Yeah, but not the dolphins.
But in the dolphin tank, they won't let the divers in there because the dolphins will kill them. No, they'll ram them.
Have sex with them.
I don't know. Scuba Radio.
Would you like to talk diving? Greg the Dive Master's all toweled down and ready to take your call now. Call Scuba Radio at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
Hosting a radio show about scuba diving and boating is one of the best gigs on the planet. It's actually part of my job to check out and report on cool new products I personally use to enhance my diving and boating adventures. However, I do believe in sharing the joy, and this is why we've added Nanook protective hard cases to our list of products you can now purchase on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Nanook cases are designed to protect the most sensitive equipment in the harshest environments. Underwater photographers, listen up. From their high-impact NK7 resin to their exclusive power claw latches, Nanook has raised the bar for those of you that demand the best protection for your gear. Plus, Nanook protective cases cost less than similar products currently on the market. The company has been around for over 15 years, but it's new to the U.S., so we've made a small number of Nanook cases available exclusively for you at a special introductory price on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Go there now and check out Nanook, the evolution of protection.
Here at Scuba Radio, we've been fans of Force Fins for years. With over 12 styles and just about every color imaginable, Force Fins are in a league of their own. Now, they aren't the biggest company out there, just the best. So sometimes Force Fins are hard to find. That's why we've made the whole line of Force Fins available on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Order yourself a pair today, and they'll be delivered right to your door and be ready for your next dive. That's the merchandise page at scubaradio.com.
Bula, that's the greeting you get from the smiling, generous Fijians who welcome you to Fiji. And while Fiji's friendly people, white sand beaches, rainforest, and waterfalls are a huge draw for any traveler, divers in the know consider Fiji the soft coral capital of the world. With direct regular flights from LAX on Air Pacific, it's never been easier to live your Fiji experience. Go to FijiMe.com to book dive packages from backpacker to five-star spa resorts. That's FijiMe.com.
Okay, so Jimmy the Bubble Boy is in the studio with us today as well. And you've already made some plans. You're going diving down in the Keys?
Yes, I am, Greg.
And you're planning to dive with Tony, Mermaid Tony?
Yeah, I look
down there.
To it. Yeah,
and
in early April.
Early April to do what? What are you planning to do with Jack?
I heard so much good stuff about Pickles Reef and Snapper Reef from CJ. You know, he's saying it's one of the best places, you know, stateside.
Right.
Compared a lot to what he saw in Bahamas. You know, a lot of fish in the reef and stuff. So I'm like, oh, I got to check this out.
So, yeah. So
for
you're
my
just,
birthday.
It's going to be a little birthday dive kind of extravaganza.
But the listeners don't know, my birthday is the same as Scuba Radio.
That's right. Fool's Day. Fool's Day. I haven't decided what we're going to be able to do this year for Fool's Day because that's going to be on the heels of Beneath the Sea.
Oh, yeah.
And we're going to be up in Jersey for that event, giving away another live aboard trip with Explorer Ventures and Divers Alert Network. But as soon as we get back, I got to go to the Lakeland Sun and Fun show for our airplane show, Just Plane Radio. So I'm flying over to Lakeland as soon as we get back from Jersey. And then that following weekend will be April Fool's Day. It'll be our 15-year anniversary weekend. So I don't know. What do you guys think we ought to do? Should we go down to the Keys? Should we do something special for that weekend, Bill? It's our 15-year anniversary of Scuba Radio. You know this, right?
15 years?
Yes. Yeah, that's the Bamboo anniversary.
It's bamboo.
Bamboo.
Right?
And seeing as how our anniversary falls on April the 1st, right. I think we should bamboozle someone.
Okay. We've done that, you know, 15 years now. Do something every different.
Day. Yeah, for 15 years, you have bamboozled people into thinking this is a legitimate operation.
Yes.
Well, Greg, if you want to come down that week, I'll be bringing lots of
So that's the week you're going down there.
It's going to be April 4th, 5th, 6th, and 7th.
Okay, so the following week.
The following week.
Yeah, because the first I believe,
is during the middle of the week.
It is?
No, the first is Sunday.
Yeah, oh, that's okay. What I was going to say. Yeah.
All right.
So we do have to figure out something special to do for our 15-year anniversary. But
I think we do.
We're so jammed up with stuff already. I'm kind of like I'm thinking, well, at that weekend, I'm probably going to need to sleep.
It's an
because
idea.
Because we're going to be on the road.
It's an idea. So. We could sleep.
But that wouldn't be much fun, I guess, would it?
It certainly would disappoint our entire listening audience.
Mom, I'm sorry.
This is not the first radio show devoted to sleeping.
I'll give her a Starbucks gift card.
I don't know what is funnier, the suggestion that only one person listens, or the suggestion that the one person that listens is your mother.
She doesn't listen.
True, because she doesn't. There's no way. She would have disowned me 15 years ago. All right, good point there.
That's pretty funny.
Yeah, we'll see. But you know, we got a few places we got to go. You know, and I am going to be flying over to Lakeland for this air Sun and Fun show, and we're going to be launching our
launching.
We're going to be doing our first marketing push for that air show, which, by the way, I had a lot of people come up to us in Chicago and congratulate us on that new show, Bill.
Yes.
Yeah. So, you know, I'm learning to fly on top of everything else. I'm not flying and diving, but I might be flying and then diving.
Or diving and then flying.
No.
I mean, not right away.
Not right away. I got to wait to, you know.
How high do you fly? I mean, do you fly so high that you have to have a day in between your diving and your flying?
Well,
I mean, I know the small planes tend to fly lower. I wasn't sure how
that
worked
so
exactly.
Far, I haven't been up that high.
Our non-Florida listeners, Lakeland is about, what, a half hour from Orlando? You're going to fly
there. About an hour.
Okay. Yeah.
It's about an hour.
Yeah, for our Florida listeners, like the guy who's lived here. yeah, Lakeland is not at Disney. No. So, no, it's more than half an hour.
Yeah, you fly into this event, and then there's people that camp, I guess, is
Bill
what they do.
Like it's a turtle.
Kind of crazy stuff. But yeah, you know, you
maybe
do have
see
some
John Travolta.
Flying, you do have some flying issues. Like when we flew down to Miami to the boat show before we went up to Chicago.
When you say we, you mean you.
Well, I flew in another guy's plane. He had a brand new plane. And
that's a nice plane.
And we went up like
8,000. I saw the pictures of that on
Facebook. Yeah, 8,000 feet. So yeah, that's
high enough, yeah.
But I will say, in my flight training, Divers Alert Network got brought up.
Interesting.
Because, I was learning how to, you know, I'm going through the course material, and it was like, it brought up the part about flying after diving. For more information, go to Divers Alert Network, because they have all the data on how long you should wait, which they, you know, is 18 to 24 hours after you do a flight, or before you do a flight, you should not be diving, especially on multiple days of diving.
Oh.
But it came up in my flight training. I'm like, yeah, I don't have to do this. I already know it.
What is it that you're at risk for when you fly after diving? Is it the bends? I mean,
yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, that's what it is.
You know, you go up in lighter atmosphere. So if you've been down under pressure, the pressure up at altitude is less, and the bubbles can expand. Just like if you come up too fast from underwater and that balloon, remember when we learned that when we were learning to dive?
Yeah, I just wasn't sure what it is exactly that you were at risk for, and I thought that's what it was.
When you get up in a plane, that bubble just keeps getting bigger and bigger, which can be bad.
But hold on.
What?
In a commercial jetliner, isn't the cabin pressurized?
It is.
But
10,000 feet or something.
11,000 feet, yeah.
Yeah. So it's not. It is pressurized to a certain level. So it stops at a certain point, but it's still pressurized to a point where it could create a problem for you. So it's 18 to 24 hours, depending on, I mean, the most, they recommend waiting 24 hours before you fly.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're if you're zipping over to the Bahamas,
yes,
we're not really going above maybe 5,000 feet.
Okay.
That'd be pushing.
It could be a very tall ship.
Yeah. And so, you know, that can still be a problem if you've been diving a lot. But for a quick little shallow dive or something, you may not have to worry about the full 24 hours.
Gotcha.
That might be where the 18 comes into play. All right, well, look, that'll have to do it for this week. Until next week, remember, it's always better. Where, guys? In
down,
unison.
Down where it's wetter.
Yeah, that didn't really work for me, actually.
Where it counts.
We need mermaids.
Where it counts.
Okay, that's it. See ya.
You know how to whale here. That's why it's hot. I'm not the one. Yeah, we get lucky. I'm not the one. I'm not the one.
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated.
Scuba Radio.
This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.